الهج المولى مولى مولى الهج المولى مولى مولى.
Mass killing, meaning a world war will happen between this time and there will be a smoke cloud, meaning obviously because of, I don't know, atomic bombs or whatever. The hadith doesn't say atomic bombs. You know, there'll be a cloud and there'll be mass killing between Jamadi and Rajab, 2 months. So there'll be something very major, something very catastrophic, you know, something very severe. Huge number of people will be killed internationally. A war will happen between those 2 months. And then in the month of Rajab, 3 risings will happen. Same year from Imam Baqir al-Islam, the hadith says, number of traditions from Imam Baqir al-Islam, same year, same month, same day. And some hadith same say, same time. 3 risings. 2 of good people, 1 of an evil person. Shall I complete? A few people are saying yes. So Rajab, same year, same month, same day. 3 risings. Sufyani will come from Syria. Sufyani is called Sufyani because he is from Banu Umayyah. Okay, Banu Umayyah meaning from progeny of probably Abu Sufyan or Muawiyah or someone, yes, or Marwan. So he is from Banu Umayyah, Umayyads. His name will be Uthman and not Abu Bakr Baghdadi. Okay, a lot of the people are now saying Abu Bakr Baghdadi is Sufyani. No, he's not. His name is not Uthman. Okay. Secondly, his flag, Abu Bakr Baghdadi's flag is black. Sufyani's flag will be red. Remember these signs. So a lot of the times, miscalculation or speculation on the signs will make you go stray. Yes? Hadith say that كَذِبِ الْوَقَتُونَ كَذِبِ الْوَقَتُونَ meaning the people who specify the time of the coming, they are liars. وَحَلَكَ فِيهِ الْمُسْتَعْجَلُونَ the people who are hurrying. Why is the Imam not coming? They will be destroyed. They will lose their Iman. حَلَكَ فِيهِ الْمُسْتَعْجَلُونَ do not be hasteful. Okay? Hold on to your Iman. So in Rajab, Sufyani will come from Wadi Yabis, a valley outside Homs. He will then attack Homs. You've heard of these cities these days in the news. And then he'll take over Halab, Aleppo, and then he will take over Damascus. He will destroy the harams and then he will attack Iraq. Iraq, Iran, Syria, Hejaz. I don't like to say Saudi Arabia, yes? Because it's not. It's Hejaz. That's the real name. It shouldn't be named after family. If it is going to be named after a family, it should be named after the Holy Prophet's family. Okay, so it shouldn't be named after royal. I don't even call them royal. Criminals. Okay, so we don't want to name a country after criminals and robbers and murderers. So it is Hejaz, okay? Hejaz, these countries will remain the center of attention. Okay, everyone? So Sufyani will come and he will attack Iraq and he's going to kill more than 400,000 women because he's going to say that I'm not going to allow any Shia child to be born. Anyone who is named Ali, Hassan, Hussein, Abbas, Ja'far, he will kill them in the end of the time. So Sufyani, he's going to come and the Imams have said his name will be Uthman ibn Ambasa. Okay, Ahadith have mentioned Uthman ibn Ambasa, so I'm saying it. His name will be Uthman. Not Mullah Umar, not Abu Bakr Baghdadi. So please be assured, his name is Uthman and not any other name. So he's an evil person. The 2 good people, one will come from Yemen, Yamani. Some say he is not going to be Sayyid, some say he is, because the Ahadith do not mention that he's a Sayyid. Okay? So he may be a Sheikh. His entire movement will be underground, hidden. Very discreet. But anyone who finds out about him, they should help him. Hadith say. And then a Sayyid will come from Mashhad, Khurasani. Shia and Sunni Ahadith mention him as Khurasani. Khurasani is a Sayyid. Some also say he is Hassani. meaning his surname will be probably Tabatabai, okay, or Hassani. Because Imam Hassan Mujtaba al-Islam's progeny is called Tabatabai, a lot of them. Not all, because one of his great grandsons was Tabataba, yes? From the his son was Hassan al-Musanna, Imam Hassan al-Islam's son, Hassan al-Mujtaba's son, Hassan al-Musanna, whose son was Abdullah, whose son was Tabataba. Anyway, so he's going to be Hassani, who's going to rise from Mashhad. So a lot of the Talibanis are saying because Khorasan was bigger, you know, Khorasan is Sharqi, a part of it is in Afghanistan, so they are saying Taliban and Mullah Omar are Khorasanis and he is Khorasani. He's not. Okay? Because he's going to be a Sayyid, yes, black turbans and black flags. Yamani's flag will be white and Khorasani's will be black. Okay, everyone? I hope it's clear. So he's going to be a Sayyid and he's going to be an Alim who's going to rise from Mashhad. He's going to take over Iran and he's going to stop Sufyani in Karbala. They will be confronted with each other in Karbala because Sufyani will attack Iraq to destroy the harams and he'll attack Iraq to destroy the haram. And Khorasani will come and stop him from destroying the haram of Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anyway, so this is one of the major signs. This is from the final years. Everyone attend so far? Second major sign is the rising of, well, the destruction of certain harams in Medina, and an army will be sent by Sufyani to destroy the harams in Medina and go to attack Sahib Zaman Islam in Makkah. It'll be led by an evil person, again from the progeny of Umayyads. And Khasfe Bayda. In Bayda, between Makkah and Medina, there is a small town or a village called Bayda. Bay-ye-dal alif. Yes, Bayda. And there will be a landslide there, a major landslide. And the whole army will be swallowed by the earth. They will all die in that landslide. Okay? That's one of the major signs. One of the major signs is a scream from the heavens that everyone will hear in Laylatul Qadr. And that's how we'll all know this is Laylatul Qadr. This is Shab-e Qadr. A scream that Ali and his followers, his Shias, are on the truth. But the next day in the morning, there will be another announcement from Sufyani and Dajjal that no, Usman, meaning Sufyani is Usman, that his followers are on the righteous. Everyone will believe in the night, but a lot of people will leave the faith, Iman, in the morning when they hear this announcement from Sufyani. Okay? This is one of the major signs. One of the major signs is the killing of Nafs Zakiyya in Makkah. In Hajj, Bain Rukne wal Maqam. Rukne Yamani and Maqami Ibrahim. A person doing tawaf, he's a young man who is an alim, Sayyid, who will be on Hajj. 25 days after his martyrdom, Imam Zamana alayhi salam will reappear.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى المولى مولى